I need to talk
to my friend for 2 hours.
I need to look at TikTok for a few hours.
She needs a friend right now. She needs somebody to talk to. I'd like to be there for her for the holidays.
All right, let's start there. Melissa, this is so... It's so weird to me that Melissa earlier today said, my friend, let's call her Catherine, is coming over. And Catherine's coming over. Okay, what is Catherine coming over for? Like, you know, maybe pick up something, you know, maybe borrow something from you. No, she's coming over to talk. Talk about what? Just to talk. And I'm like, that can't. Like, I felt like you were pranking me.
Mm-mm.
I thought you were, like, I was being put up a prank.
No.
And I feel like this is the difference between men and women.
Oh, there is a big difference between men and women.
Like, that is the activity. The activity is just talking.
Yeah, we like to catch up on each other's lives and see what's actually going on, especially when there's ups and downs. And it's busy around the holidays and there's a lot going on. And we're very much into supporting each other.
Which is very funny that you say that, because I feel like this is a growing joke among men and women, and honestly, husbands and wives. My wife loves drama, loves it. She craves it. It's the fuel inside of her.
Is that why she married you?
Okay, let's save the jokes. Okay, loves drama, and so just like, you know, intel and information and all of that. And I will go out with one of my buddies. Let's say I went out with Kyle and we got drinks or something. And I haven't seen Kyle since college.
Mm-hmm.
We would hang out for 4 hours together, getting drinks, late night eats, and then stumble on home.
Mm-hmm.
The next morning, Mary will say, "So what's new with Kyle?" And I'll say, "I don't know, nothing. You know, he's
same old, same old."
Yeah, mm-hmm. He lost his job. Oh, why did he lose his job? I don't know. We didn't get into that.
I don't think men are great at follow-up questions.
You'd be like, well, is Kyle seeing anyone right now? I don't know. I think so. What do you mean you think so? Did you get a... Is he got a girlfriend or something? Yeah, I think, but it's... I don't know. It's kind of gray area. And this will go on. And then meanwhile, Meredith will go out for like 1 hour with her girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Come back with every juicy story that has happened in that girl's life for the last 6 years.
Yep. Because we communicate.
Okay.
We actually care about what's going on in our friend's life.
No, you're expelling the fact that we talk about personal issues as caring. I care about my hypothetical Kyle, not this one.
Bingo.
I care about my hypothetical Kyle. I just don't necessarily show that by asking each other personal questions.
So if Kyle, not this one,
the hypothetical Kyle. Sorry, Kyle.
Yeah, sorry, Kyle.
None taken.
If the hypothetical Kyle was sad and had been broken up constantly by his girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm actually married.
And he needed a friend to talk to.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Are you telling me that you wouldn't talk to him about the breakup?
I would talk to him about the breakup. Yeah, like if he absolutely needed it. But like I would not probably get the details and information that my wife would want out of it. But look, there's times like just being with each other like is good enough for guys. Like, we can hang, we can just chat, we can literally talk about nothing. We can talk about 90s baseball players for hours on end. And that's, like, what we find as, like, fun. But again, not this Kyle, the hypothetical
the
Kyle.
The hypothetical Kyle.
Yeah.
I wish I was hypothetical Kyle.
So, let's go to the real Kyle.
Okay. Hey, guys.
Let's go to the real Kyle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Kyle, can you go grab us a soda?
Yeah. Good joke, guys.
Good joke.
Kyle, do you agree with Austin Huff that men don't find out any personal details when hanging out? Or is this just more of a personality defect in Austin?
You're spin zoning it.
guys spend
I'm questioning.
No, you're spending. You are,
you're, no, yeah, you're. There's,
you're putting a negative light on dudes.
Objection,
hanging out.
Leading the witness.
I'll allow it. guys care for each other. Guys hang out. It's just we talk about different things. That doesn't mean we don't care. That doesn't mean we don't respect our person.
If anything, I respect him for not prying. Women will pry. Will pry a house down.
Well,
you know, a house.
We want to understand the details.
A house won't fall if the bones are good.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes those bones are good, but the women pry them so much that the house falls.
Okay, that's not true.
That is very true. That's the bridge.
Okay, so
that song.
we're bringing hypothetical Kyle back in. Kyle is over there, like quiet. So. What happens is women like to break things down and they want all the details because without all the details, they don't have full clarification to be able to understand what the other person is going through. And able to understand what the other person is going through, you need to have all that information so that you can give back what that person may need to hear.
Yeah. But I think I think the disconnect here is like guys are just so black and white. Women are like a blooming onion. So many dang layers.
That's right.
Just when you think you get to the bottom.
There's more.
Of that blooming onion, there's definitely more. The men are like the, what's the other appetizer that they sell at Outback? Jumbo shrimp. Men are jumbo shrimp.
What's up with you and menus today, man?
Oxymoron.
Yeah.
Oh, you should go see the movie.
If you ever peel back that jumbo shrimp, you always still see the poop in there. Did you know that?
What? Where are you eating?
You should do that sometime.
Where do you get your
don't
jumbo shrimp?
Clean the poop out of the shrimp. Be very careful about that.
Who doesn't?
A lot of places. Could be the Outback Steakhouse. I don't know.
You're telling me that there's poop in jumbo shrimp.
Absolutely. Some places are really great at cleaning out the poop, and other places don't care, and they leave the poop in there.
Does it taste good?
Always check.
Maybe it's seasoning.
Great follow-up.
Have you ever had shrimp poop? Shrimp poop? What if shrimp poop was like the best delicatessen out there?
Delicacy.
No, delicatessen. I'm talking about a deli. It's shrimp poop. You go there, you get a sandwich, BLT maybe. Where'd you get your BLT? From shrimp poop.
You should try it. That could be your thing. I'll go watch this movie that you want me to watch today called The Menu.
The Menu.
You go find a restaurant with shrimp. You peel back the layer of shrimp to where you see where the poop line is. And you let me know if it was cleaned out or not. And if it wasn't.
How am I supposed to know where
the... Please let me know if you then eat it.
Hang on, Mrs. Marine Biologist Anatomy...
Mrs. Crocodile Hunter.
Mrs. Crocodile Hunter. All right. How am I supposed to know where the poop lining on a jumbo shrimp is? You're saying, like, just peel back and look at the poop lining. How do I know what I'm looking at?
Because
this is another difference between men and women. Women always know where the poop lining is.
No, there's a lot of guys
in
that
most
know.
Mammals. Fish. I guess it's a fish. It's not a mammal.
Seafood.
You always know where the poop lining is.
Look, every person should know. If you look at a piece of shrimp, there's a line that goes right down the middle, and it ends at the tail. And the tail is where the poop comes out. But you take the tail off, and that line is still there. It's like their intestine.
Ew.
And so the brown in there is poop.
Shrimp poop.
Yes. It's the shrimp's poop. So they didn't poop it all out, which is why you're supposed to scrape it and wash it out.
How do we know shrimp poop is bad, though? You know, like, if it's human poop, it's like, ew, gross. But, like, maybe shrimp poop is, like, what if they poop out glitter or something? You know, like, we don't know.
Glitter?
Like candy. What if they poop out candy?
No one's ever discovered candy coming out of a piece of shrimp.
How do you know?
Because I've never heard of anybody finding candy.
Guys, hypothetical Kyle speaking.
All right, we'll listen.
Which candy would you like to poop out?
Like me personally?
Yeah, like you get to poop
it out. And
it
comes out clean and edible.
You can say it, but you can't say like I'm eating Sour Patch Kids. You would always have to say I'm eating my own poop. But it is whatever candy you want.
I mean, I'm just going to go right
off. Oh, here's a better question. I take back that first question. Would you rather poop out your favorite candy or piss out your favorite liquid?
Ooh.
I would. Okay, can I go back to the first question, though? I would poop out a Snickers, one, because the consistency still looks normal.
Yeah,
but also,
that
would be delicious. And you're not you when you're hungry. So maybe when you're not you and you're hungry, just poop out a Snickers.
It's like a human centipede action because you're just eating the poop that came out.
Yeah, yeah. I would just go right back
in. I'd poop out a $100,000 bar.
You mean 100
grand? 100
grand. 100 grand. Whatever.
I would poop out two $50,000 grand bars. What? Just 100 grand?
Because look how much money there were.
Mel's like, I would call it.
I would poop out all the stars in the Milky Way.
Mel's like,
you mean just Milky Ways? Them too.
I would poop out a whatchamacallit. A whatchamacallit? No, a Butterfinger.
Finger butters.
Finger butters. Ooh, what if you pooped out actual Butterfingers?
Okay.
They were like,
what
they
about
were
butter
human
nutters?
Fingers, but with butter covered on
butter them. Butter nutters, nutter butters?
Nutter butters.
This is a disgust. There are people that are turning off their podcast.
Let's switch it to the piss or poop question,
okay,
as we always
question.
Do.
Good question.
Would you rather pee out your favorite liquid or poop out your favorite candy?
Let's change it to food, because candy that you would just get super fat. You know, like I would just like, and like if you have too much candy, you know, like you get candied out.
Yeah, you could get it. That could get old after a while.
What would the liquid be that you would piss? I want to say like, I would want to say like a.
Keep in mind, if it's a hot liquid.
Like a refreshing.
It will come out a little
Miller
hot.
Miller Lite.
You want to pee out a Miller Lite?
Yeah. You think about it. You'd always be carrying around you'd always have Miller Lite on tap.
That is good.
You don't even have to pump.
Wow. Does it have foam on the top?
Well, yeah, if you tilt the glass.
Yeah, if you tilt the glass. Oh. Yeah, you got to pour it right.
Yeah. This is so weird. I know. Which one would you rather do, though? Pee or poop?
Which would I?
Would you
I
rather,
think I would rather pee. I think.
It feels good to poop. It feels good getting that out.
See, I think it feels good to pee. Because it's like, because most of the time, because I have to do it more frequently, I guess, so I have that feeling more.
But like, think about just pooping out a piece of pizza.
Mm. See,
is it hot and ready to go?
Yeah, or like nuggets, chicken nuggets.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, like, I'll have the 10 piece. Yeah.
You know what I do love?
Luckily, this is a visual medium.
I'd love to poop out. I really do love this so much. Is corn on the cob?
Well, sometimes you do.
You do. It does not process too well.
Could you imagine if the whole cob came out? That would be amazing.
You know what I would love to poop out? Like peanuts.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'd like to poop out? Like food that I've already eaten, just digest it a little bit,
and then you eat it again. And you just keep eating it and eating it. And eating
what is it?
It?
Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. Mm-hmm. Whiskey.
Whiskey comes out my penis. In a hypothetical game on our podcast.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I mean, whiskey would be a good one too to pee out.
I think vodka would be good because it wouldn't smell.
I'm not allowed to drink vodka.
Would
anymore.
Whiskey sting though?
Ooh, out. Yeah, because I did say it go as it goes Ooh. In, it goes out. So there is a little bit of tingliness there.
But I think whiskey would kill any germs.
Would it?
Yeah. I think it's a big germ killer. Like, have you ever seen when someone's sick, they'll make like a whiskey hot toddy, and it's supposed to like kill the germs and make you feel better?
Isn't that what they used to put on like a baby's gums when they're teething or something?
Yeah, exactly. The whiskey's good for a lot of different things.
Did you do that with Kennedy?
Yeah, I just peed on her gums. All right, we got to end this before people unsubscribe.